Okay, so you have found a growing market where customers are in pain, can afford your service, and are easy to target. Most companies would now jump in doing exactly what the competition is doing, trying to beat them on price and offering more of the same. This is where you need to slow down and take a look at your new customers and exactly what matters to them. You might look at the market norms and realize that only 20% of what the current market leaders offer is relevant to your customers, and there are 3, 4, or even 5 areas lacking from what is the industry standard. You are not looking to exceed or even meet industry standards. What you are looking to do is create a product or service that 100% satisfies your target customer's specific needs and wants to solve, if possible, all of their current problems. The key to getting this right is understanding your target market's problems and then figuring out a way you can solve them with your product or service. Approaching your new venture in this manner will literally sidestep the competition and make them completely irrelevant to you. This is what they call it in the industry, creating a blue ocean, which can be understood in depth if you read the book Blue Ocean Strategy. The best way to understand this at our fundamental level is to picture a swimming pool filled with 300 sharks, all starving. You throw in one piece of meat, and they all fight over it, getting a tiny piece each and plenty of scars and injuries as a result. This, as you can imagine, is considered a red ocean. Now imagine the same swimming pool, but in this situation, there is only one shark. You throw the meat in, the shark eats all the best bits and leaves what he doesn't want, then swims away happy uninjured, unscathed, and full. Approaching your ideal customer in this way will enable your company to thrive unchallenged in a market where almost every other company is fighting over the dregs. This works so well because we focus 100% on providing the best possible value for our target customers and solving all of their possible pain points whilst forgetting about everyone else. We are not aiming to join the existing already saturated marketplace, but instead create a new marketplace where only our ideal customer lives. 80% of the current market will likely see your product as a complete no-fit for what they want. However, your target customer wouldn't even consider anyone else's product even at 10% of the price of yours because yours is perfect for them. This means your product or service is not price-sensitive. Therefore, you can charge a premium for what you offer and make much higher profits on every product or service you sell. This relates back to the customer because they get a much better product or service because you are not cutting corners or scrimping to make ends meet. In the current climate, 99% of businesses market solely on price and they are consistently cutting prices and making special offers to retain customers. This is driving down the profitability of all the businesses in your industry whilst you sit atop with your small percentage of the market that is ultra profitable and, therefore, exactly where you want to be. A great example of a company using this was Nintendo when they invented the Nintendo Wii. Whilst all of the market leaders were concentrating on gaming power graphics, lifelike killing, and all that other realistic stuff in games, Nintendo targeted games that were more fun and invented a console that connected to any TV and could also be used on the go. This quickly became the fastest-selling console on the planet. I gave you a brief example of this in the first section when we offered bookings only at the barbers, free refreshments, a local pickup and drop-off service, and even an out-of-hours haircutting service at home. There is always a new creative way you can enter any already saturated market and take a huge profitable section for yourself. The only way to do this is by looking at your ideal customer first and figuring out exactly what is wrong with the service they are already getting. Don't improve on what exists for everyone. Instead, improve on what exists for that specific customer. You will find this is nearly always the top 20% of the customer base who can afford to spend more for better service or a more tailored service because 99% of the market has no clue what they are doing and therefore sell on price alone. This means they have to cut corners. Do not panic if you are reading this and think, "S**, I already have a company that provides a low-cost service to a saturated market." This is actually a benefit because you are already in the industry, and breaking away with a bespoke service for the top 20% of your existing customers and the top 20% of all your competitors' customers would give you a footholding in both sections of the market. I believe if you start a breakaway service from your existing company that caters for the top end of the market, providing a much more expensive bespoke service, you will find this section of your company is by far the most profitable part of your business and much easier to grow. What areas of your industry are people barely paying any attention to? Out of those areas, what will people pay a lot more money for? Who is the target market at the top of your industry that nobody is yet going after? How do you market to that target customer profitably? Why should they give a**** about what you're doing and move all their business to you? Answering these questions, I believe you can excel in any industry and very quickly become a key player, if not a market leader.